Good morning, guys. It's Sally here, relationship coach and healer and mentor, helping women let go of toxic relationships and stand in their truth. So I want to talk today about when you're in a relationship and there is a financial aspect that is keeping you stuck in that relationship, and that person somehow has a hold on you because he knows that you're reliant financially from him. So you may have maybe somebody that has children and you are only working part-time, or you're working just in the home and there is, you know, toxic behaviors carrying on, and there's a part of you that absolutely wants to let go and move on because you know in your soul it is so not acceptable to be living with somebody that is either unable to have conversations with you without flying off the handle, who is up and down, hot and cold. And basically what you'll find is when you are in a toxic relationship is that the person that is, you know, that has caused a lot of problems, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering by their actions, there is an absolute denial on their part. So when you're dealing with a situation and your partner is the one that controls the finances, so to speak, as in he's the main breadwinner in the family, you almost feel helpless and powerless in that situation, especially if he throws it in your face now and again. You know, what are you going to do? You can't go anywhere because he has, you know, the financial overview. Now, I've been in a situation like this, and it is absolutely the most disempowering, upsetting experience to living when not only are you dealing with their changeable moods, overreactions, and their denial of it, because apparently it's your fault. And let me tell you now, it's never your fault the way someone chooses to carry on and behave. And they can sit there and say, it's you, you made me like this, you're doing this, it's your fault. They can even say, what about you? You're the one that goes off at me. And there's that real manipulative aspect. But remember the truth of who you are and what's really going on. And I want to get to the point that I'm trying to make here about the money side of this financial situation, because it is absolutely unbearable. So I want to offer you some tips today. I want to offer you some insight on how you need to do this. The first thing is, if you are really wanting to leave a relationship and financial reasons is the main issue that's keeping you stuck there, you need to basically plan. You need to have a plan of action of what you're going to do. Because to just avoid the situation and hope it gets better is not going to change anything. It's just that avoidance again. So you need to come up with a plan. Now, that may mean that you, if you're not working at all, that may mean that you look for part-time work. And I know that can be very difficult if you have children, especially. Or you have family members that can help. But there needs to be options of what you can do to bring in some financial stability. That this is so crucial. I mean, one of the messages I have with to the world is for any woman to have her own career and her own self-supporting work, etc. Because, you know, it's not like years gone by when the man would go out to do the work and the woman would stay home and just raise the kids. I mean, that was the way things were at one time, but things are changing and women are feeling empowered and wanting to go out to work, which is a great thing. But if you're older and you have been in a situation where your main role has been the nurturer, caregiver of the situation, and now you have to find a job and you're over a certain age, I know how that can feel, and it can feel daunting and worrying. But look at the alternative if you don't do that, and know that once you make a decision to do that or to look after yourself financially,
pray on it, meditate on it, start taking action, looking for work, for example, start looking at jobs, or go study something for a short course where you can get more skills. You know, absolutely get yourself where you are able to be independent. Because one of the lessons of my life was realizing that I had to be a self-supporting woman. I didn't consciously set out and be a stay-at-home mom and to be looked after by the man who was doing the outside work. But that is what happened for me for many years. But what I found, I would end up in relationships like that and I'd lose all my power because they had it over on me. They knew I couldn't leave because I wasn't financially in a strong position, and there was all that control. It is very important, guys, to have your own income and your own life aside from that relationship. It is, my gosh, I wish I'd learned this lesson 20 years ago, right? It's like one of those lessons that I say to all young women, get yourself into a career that's going to be beneficial for your life and that's going to add value, and you don't need to rely on a guy. The thing is, the right guy, the great, you know, your partner, you'll come together and it will be healthy and loving and supportive anyway. But that's my tip, guys. I mean, there's a lot of things I could talk about here, but I try and keep these podcasts quite quick and simple. If you would like to discuss this more, please come on over to my group on Facebook, Untangle from Toxic Relationships, or find me on Instagram under Sally Kalen, or my website sallykalen.com. And yeah, let's have a conversation. And if you need any help, please reach out. You're not alone. It doesn't have to be like this. We are able to create the life we want. No one should live in a relationship where that partner is yelling, getting aggressive, losing it, and you're just feeling exhausted from it. And it's, you know, these relationships are so toxic and they go on and on and on and on and on for years. And you know, we want to stop that cycle, right? We want to stop that cycle. And often the financial situation is one reason why people stay longer than they need, and I want to help women with that. So message me or contact me if you want to discuss this further. So have a great day, everybody, and I will talk to you all again really soon.